Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments. The book of Proverbs tells us that laughter does good like a medicine. My guest today is a Hall of Fame speaker who works with leaders in the field of medicine. His name is David Glickman. David helps our essential medical professionals enjoy the healing power of a good laugh. David has been a professional speaker and entertainer for over 20 years and has presented over 2,000 programs. Before David became a professional speaker, he was a stand-up comic. He worked with everyone from the Beach Boys to Steve Martin and appeared on Evening at the Improv and several other national television shows. In the late 1990s, David moved from full-time professional speaking. Now he specializes in humor and helps find what's funny in many healthcare organizations to whom he speaks. In 2011, David received the Certified Speaking Professional designation from the National Speakers Association, which is a recognition achieved by only 10% of all the professional speakers in the world. David is also an author. He's written a great book entitled Speaking of Funny, 77 Ways to Add Humor to Any Presentation. Well, good morning, David. It's good to see you. We're on Zoom here looking at each other. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. It's a great day. We're in Tampa, Florida. That's where I'm speaking to you from.
Okay. I was wondering about that. In Birmingham, I think it's going to be 100 today. I can't imagine what it's going to be in Tampa. But David, thanks for joining as my guest to talk with our listeners today. So as always, start with what you're thankful for. Always gratitude's the way to begin. So tell me what you're thankful for at this moment in your life.
Oh, goodness. I'm grateful for my family. I have a wonderful family. My wife, we have two sons, and they're all funny. You know, my life is humor, and I'm blessed to have people surrounding me all the time who are also very funny.
So they give you some material too, I guess. Yeah.
But there's a lot of laughter in our home, and I'm eternally grateful for that. I'm grateful for that every morning when I start my day.
Thanks for sharing that. That's got to be uplifting to start your day with humor with those folks around you. Tell us about someone who was a small-time leader for you, someone who did something that changed your life or career forever.
Oh, absolutely. A woman by the name of Cheryl Nicholson. And Cheryl was very important in my career as I was starting. I was transitioning from a stand-up comedian to a professional speaker and was starting to get some bookings in the world of professional speaking, but I was very new at it. And I joined the National Speakers Association, a professional association that helps speakers learn the craft and learn the business. And Cheryl was a member of my local chapter. Again, we mentioned Tampa, Florida. I'm in the Central Florida chapter. And Cheryl was very kind. And she said, what do you do, David? I said, well, I work humor into my programs. I talk about adding levity to stress in the workplace. She said, oh, I would love to see you present sometime. I said, well, you're in luck. I actually have a booking this weekend. If you'd like to come see me, that would be wonderful. She said, yes. So Cheryl, on her own time, came to see me present to Xerox. I was doing a sales meeting of Xerox employees, and it went very, very well, Mike. It was great. And afterwards, she came up to me, and she said, David, that was wonderful. That was spectacular. She said, do you mind if I ask how much you were paid for that? I said, well, no, I'll tell you. I told her the figure, and it was in the low four figures. It was, I thought, a respectable fee. And she shook her head from left to right. She said, no. I said, well, No, Cheryl, I'm worth that. I said, I worked very, very hard to prepare this. I customized it. I said, I think these clients should be paying me that kind of money. And she said, no, David, you don't understand. You're not charging enough. They have to pay way, way more. And I laughed. I said, oh, Cheryl, my clients can't afford that kind of money. I can't charge more. And Mike, this was the moment when she said three words to me that changed the entire trajectory of my career. She looked at me, she took her two hands, put them on my lapels, and she said, get new clients. And those three words opened my mind to what was possible. I was just small-time thinking that, well, my, you know, this is the kind of work I'll always get. And she said, get new clients. Basically, what she was telling me was, don't put limits on yourself, David. You're far better than this. You have no idea of the value of what you're bringing to these audiences. Get new clients.
Wow.
And for the last 20-some years, every time I have found myself perhaps feeling, you know, perhaps that I'm not doing well or I'm stuck in a rut of certain bookings, I'll remember Cheryl's words of get new clients. And then I start prospecting for those.
So specifically, how do you apply that after that happened with Cheryl? I know now you're in healthcare a lot, that you speak in healthcare.
Correct.
Did that lead you there or?
It did. Well, I found you kind of can get rich in your niche. Many speakers, many of my colleagues were trying to be all things to all people at all times. And I found that was really too challenging, that if I found a niche and went narrow and deep, which again, you alluded to healthcare, that's what has been my sweet spot the last probably 18 years, because it took a while to transition. At that time, I was speaking to anybody, anytime, any place for any money, you know, but I learned based on Cheryl's, you know, words, get new clients, healthcare always had funding for speakers and good funding. That continues to this day. I mean, even through all of the challenges we've had through COVID, you know, there's more than ever the need for speakers like myself to come in to offer resilience and offer just the motivation to keep going amongst everything that's been going on.
So I bet that was tough, having to kind of give up some of the clients you had, let go of those certainties and move forward. Was that challenging for you when you first heard? I mean, I can imagine you've got a pretty good business going and things are going, and all of a sudden she's saying, change your business model.
Yeah, it was a transition. I didn't do it overnight. It was a transition. But yes, it got to the point where you're absolutely correct. You know, a client might have a certain budget and I would have to turn that down, because if you work for any fee for anybody for any price, then you're only as good as the lowest price you're willing to charge. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
And Cheryl also, though, taught me something else, Mike, and that was that the power of having colleagues in your industry and working with them seeing things that you necessarily wouldn't see in yourself. I then went on to actually get into a mastermind group with Cheryl and several other speakers, and found the power of masterminding, networking with other professionals in whatever your industry might be to help each other get better.
Yeah.
And that was immensely powerful.
Associate with your colleagues, learn from each other, get some input from them. Yeah.
And another lesson that came out of that, which is kind of a mantra of the National Speakers Association in general, is that we don't fight over the pie, as it were, like trying to, you know, get, you know, a piece of the pie. We make the pie bigger. By making the pie bigger and helping to make the pie bigger, everybody is going to be able to eat. That is not my metaphor. That metaphor actually comes from a gentleman named Cavett Robert. He was the founder of the National Speakers Association. So I don't want to take credit for that. But that has stayed with me. And colleagues helping each other, like Cheryl helping me that day, was just incredibly insightful as to how not just be competitors, but be colleagues and help each other.
I hear you speak of this, and I can see in business, all business people, if they took these principles, no matter what business you're in, could make application. As we close out here, the takeaways or what you think you took away from Cheryl and that experience to share with our listeners if they may can apply to their leadership in life.
I think Cheryl's overriding message to me, or the way I translated it, was that I am the one who defines who I want my ideal client to be, and then work towards creating that value, that environment, and that scenario that will then attract those particular clients.
And I also heard in there that collaboration's a lot better than competition.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Better way to live the world. And if we all do our part in our industry to help make the pie bigger, that we'll all benefit in the long run. So, David, thanks so much for sharing Cheryl's insights with us and what you give her credit for success in your life. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday and hearing about the other small-time leader in your life. Thanks, David.
That's great. Thank you, Mike, so much.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to MichaelAllenTate.com or SmallTimeLeaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.